Okay, great to see everybody. Thanks for coming. Getting ready to go. Very excited for a week of preparation. We had a good start, so we're on our way.
It's usually about what you do and not what the other team does, but now that officially Ben won't be playing, I mean, is there a mindset that goes with not being facing him?
No, not really. I think we don't really concern ourselves with injuries. We haven't concerned ourselves with our own team's injuries. Why are we going to concern ourselves with somebody else's injuries? You know, our focus is going to be on playing the team that we're going to play. It always is, and playing as well as we can play.
Nothing changes in terms of preparation because he's not there?
Nope. Same exact preparation.
Do we expect him to play, or?
Did we just say so?
It's the announcement.
Okay.
In terms of Leftwich, just what do you see from him in terms of style of quarterback and kind of maybe is?
Well, the thing about Byron that personally I've always been impressed with is, first of all, his competitiveness. You know, highly successful, you know, at one time with Jacksonville. He was one of the premier quarterbacks in football. He's still got those skills. I think he's obviously, you know, got a lot of wear left. He hasn't played a lot lately, so he's very healthy, strong arm, very smart player. I'm sure they have the whole offense up for him. So that's my point, is you defend the offense. They've got weapons all over the field. They're one of the most talented, if not the most talented, offenses in football. All those guys are going to be out there playing, and Byron Leftwich is fully, or Charlie Batch is fully capable of running that offense very well.
Mike Tomlin's a Super Bowl winner. He's had a lot of success at a young age as a coach. What do you see from him in terms of the coaching fraternity and just the type of coach he is?
I haven't really been digesting that. You know, it's not something I've been thinking about. We have a lot of respect for Mike, obviously, a lot of respect for their whole staff.
John, how about your quarterback? Durable as it gets, he's never missed a start. He's a winner. You know, a lead or not, it's anyone's call. But how happy are you to have a guy like Joe as your quarterback?
Well, I mean, we've always said, you know, we thank the world of Joe. I personally, you know, hold him in the highest regard. You know, he's our quarterback. He's my quarterback. We all believe in him, and we, you know, we've said that many times, and, you know, excited to go into this game with him as our guy.
As the game kind of changes, become more of a passing league, do you still see sort of the same sort of the old school style when Baltimore and Pittsburgh plays in terms of, you know, rock'em sock'em football, that kind of thing?
Well, I think we see old school mindset. You know, it's one of those games that will be played very well. It'll be played very efficiently. It'll be played, you know, it'll be a rough, tough game like they all are. And, you know, that's how they're all played.
Todd Haley's offense, a little quicker offense, do you still have to be very aware of Mike Wallace and the deep threat that he possesses?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're not just Mike Wallace. I mean, of course, Mike Wallace is a huge, big play threat. Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, Heath Miller is a down-the-field threat when they run the seam routes and the seven routes. Every single one of those guys can get loose on you at any time.
John, Joe last year had that 90-yard, 92-yard drive to win the game over there last year. I don't know if you've watched that again this week, but what do you remember about that particular drive?
You know what I remember mostly is the very first catch, you know, that Daquan made to get us started. Usually that's pretty important in a two-minute drive.
Now, the Ravens are one of the few teams that have had really good success at Heinz Field. How much does that track record perhaps give you guys confidence as you head into Sunday night?
I don't know. You know, that's all stuff that you know, I think it's fun to write about, I guess, and maybe read about, but it doesn't mean much to us. You know, we're always confident. I think we're a confident football team no matter what, you know. It's always good to play well. I think we've been playing well. We've been improving and getting better, you know. So that's where our confidence comes from. But it's a new challenge. It's going to be a very difficult challenge. They're a great football team. But we're excited to go play them. And, you know, we're confident we'll play well.
John, every time you play them, maybe it's a cliche, we talk about the physical nature of the Steelers and the Ravens. When both teams are missing star players, their legendary players, does that become even more important, that part of it?
I don't know if it could be more important. You know, it's important. It's critically important no matter who's playing. There'll be great players playing in that game. You know, there'll be a bunch of great – every time an 11 takes the field, there'll be 11 great players out there. So it'll be very exciting to watch and be a part of.
What makes these running backs tough? You know, given that some have had injuries, all three of them have had their opportunities, have all been able to do pretty well out there.
Yeah, well, they first of all, it starts with the offensive line. You know, their offensive line is a big physical offensive line. They maul you. You know, that's their whole thing. And the backs are downhill backs, you know. Both Dwyer and Redmond, both are hard-running guys, very difficult to tackle. You've got to wrap them and take them to the ground. You've got to gang tackle, those kind of things. And then we'll see if Rashard plays. And Rainey's a breakaway threat at any time. He's had some time in there. So, again, they've just got a lot of good players.
And, John, they're obviously ranked number one in total defense right now, ranked number one against the pass. Just against the pass in particular, what have they done well, which enabled them to have that kind of success?
They've done what they always do. They pressure you, first of all. They've got very good pass rushers. They do a good job of trying to get their guys in one-on-one situations. That's their pressure package is predicated on creating the matchups they want in the pass rush. And then they've got playmakers who catch and run and make plays. So, obviously, the quarterback has played well. So, that's
John, Pernell McPhee's been out the last couple of weeks. How's he?
I kind of got backwards on that, didn't I? Yeah, I got to flip around. I started thinking back about the quarterback. Let me rephrase that. Pressure. I think they got very good corners on both sides of the ball. Their safeties play with good vision, you know, run and pass. So it's always a combination of the front end and the back end. And they've done a good job, and they have a nice package.
Phil McPhee's missed the last couple of games. How's he progressing in terms of getting closer to getting back on the practice field?
He's getting closer, you know. We'll see how he does this week.
John, are these games against the Steelers kind of measuring stick games for you guys? I mean, do they let you know where you are as a team maybe more than your average game in the season?
You haven't thought of it like that? Yeah, it's no.
John, you guys made a move yesterday, depth in the secondary. Would it be wrong for us to link that to Jimmy and his progress with his groin?
You can't have enough corners. We all know that. And Jimmy's got the groin issue. We're going to have to take that day by day and just see where we're at. But it helps to have Chris Johnson here. That's something I probably should have mentioned right out of the gates. We signed Chris Johnson. Formerly of Oakland and other teams. He had a great workout yesterday, looked really good, great guy. Guy we've always kind of respected as a player, so we're very excited to have him on board.
Tom, regarding Joe's durability, how much of it is being big and strong, and how much is there technique involved, knowing how to protect yourself? Do you get coached in that, you know, protecting yourself and staying healthy?
I don't know. You know, my wife rides horses, and she says that, you know, when the horse throws you, you're supposed to, like, kind of lean forward and grab the neck, and then when you jump off, you're supposed to roll and kind of take the momentum out of it. We have not worked on that drill with Joe, so I'm not sure. But he is durable, you know, I don't think so. I think he's just a tough guy, and we've protected him pretty well over the years. But everybody's got their style. Tyrod has done a great job. Dennis Dixon is here, you know, so those guys are always preparing for their opportunity as well. At any position, at any time, you're ready for the next guy to go in and play.
How much can Dennis help you prepare for?
Not really a lot. He's, obviously it's a different offense now with Todd Haley, so and we've studied those guys over the years. Dennis is focusing on, you know, being the best quarterback he can be and learning our system and preparing himself to play.
John, is there anything for any of the new guys, Jacoby or James or Bobby or any of the draft picks that you share with them? This is their first Baltimore-Pittsburgh game. Is there any advice?
We just talked about the kind of game that you guys have talked about, the style of game that it is, and our players maybe share that with them a little bit. But you have to experience it to understand it. So we'll just let them experience it and go in there and do their best and play ball.
Is there something about just being comfortable there because you go so often and you see it? You know what the seats look like. You know what the field looks like. You know what you're getting into?
There probably is. You know, it's a stadium that we're used to being in. We know the bus ride. We know how the fans are going to react to us. And we like that, too. It's all part of it. You know, it's just a great environment to play ball. And the AFC North is special. You know, and when you play each other, it is like that. It's kind of like family, you know. And so we like that place.
How are they going to react to you?
It's not going to be real nice, probably. Yeah.
Jacoby was named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Do you take personal, you know, pride in that, just knowing that this was a unit that you addressed so early in free agency?
Really happy for Jacoby. Anytime a player gets an honor, we kind of look at it like a team thing, you know, and a unit thing. And those guys are all real proud of that. So we're excited about the play of all of our guys. So when guys have success as a coach, it's kind of a rewarding deal. But move on to the next one. Okay, right. Thanks.
Thank you.